This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply, 4-H and FFA Livestock Auction happening. Sam Lee. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's having a great day and what a wonderful week for the fair.
Yeah, it's been going really well out there. And in fact, let's talk about that first. What have you observed?
Well, the kids have done really great showing their animals and taking care of things. The weather's been really awesome, and the crowds have been coming through strong, so it seems to me like they were just having a great year at fair this year.
And talk about the event that you're working on in particular.
So all the kids that have brought market animals to fair and have shown them, both in confirmation and in showmanship, and they've received better than a white ribbon, get to bring their animals and sell them at the auction tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for the steers and about 6 o'clock for the hogs. These projects these kids have worked on all year round, with the final finale being fair and, of course, the auction. The sale of these animals at the auction are how these kids make money and pay for these projects so they can turn around and do it again next year.
And how many months of effort leads up to this?
So these steer kids will have these steers for as much as a year, some of them 10 months, some of them 9 months. On the hog kids, they're going to have those animals for a good 6 months, raising them and taking care of them day in and day out, twice a day, cleaning pens and taking care of things. So it's quite a bit of work for these young people.
And what do you think they get out of the experience?
Well, the kids that do this year after year, the amount of responsibility, the knowledge they learn, the ability to take care of not only themselves but an animal that totally, totally depends on them for everything, their feed, their water, their clean stalls, the whole bit. And then, of course, there's all the financial side of it. How much feed are we buying? What's it going to cost? What the animal costs? How are we going to end up making money at the end? And if we're not feeding it right, we're not going to make as much money. So there's quite a bit to it when it comes to what these kids have to know and learn to make these projects work.
And how does our 4-H and FFA program here compare to other areas in rural Oregon? Is it stronger here? Is it fairly similar?
Oh, it's fairly similar around the state. What it comes down to more often than not isn't necessarily the fair. It's the amount of support the kids get as they do these projects. So some of the counties that might be have a little bit better per capita income may do a little bit better than we do, but Douglas County has one of the best fairs in the state, and our auction is right up there with one of the best auctions in the state as far as helping these kids and making sure they have the funds to come back and do it year after year.
So how do people get involved? I know that the last couple of years everything's been a little different.
Well, this year, for this fair, we're going to let go everything that happened in the past. But for this year, anybody that wants to come down and support these kids, of course, you can come directly to the auction tomorrow, like I said, at 4 o'clock for the steers and 6 o'clock for the hogs. If you want to help out but you don't want to get down there, you can just go online to I-5 Auctions, and you can actually bid on these animals through I-5 Auctions website without even having to come down to the fair. Now, it is a real-time auction, so it's not like you can bid today and then see if you got them tomorrow. It's you're going to have to be logged on during the time of the auction, and you'll listen to the auctioneer over the air and run with it, and you can actually participate from home and not even have to show up at fair.
It's been kind of an interesting element of doing auctions. What have you thought of that?
It's been something that we've discussed over the years, but that was quite a leap to try and do a physical auction as well as a virtual auction or an online auction. Luckily, last year when everything was getting weird, Brian and Amy Smith from I-5 Auction stepped up and helped us because we thought the only thing we were going to be able to do was an online auction. But we were able to have a physical auction with an online presence, and it worked out very well. We probably had, we had 30% of our sales sold online last year for that. We did the same thing again for Lamb Show and had a very good presence there. So we're looking at being able to keep this going as we move forward. So COVID or not, people can bid from all over the United States and not have to be physically at the sale to be able to do that.
So you end up maybe with some relatives or friends or people like that that couldn't normally come out.
That's correct. So it's a lot better. And on top of that, you know, for some of these like Sherm's Thunderbird, they're coming to us all the way from Medford. There's other timber companies that if they can't get somebody local to be here, they're going to have to come in from out of town. But now they can sit at their office or sit at home and bid online and be more comfortable, relaxed, and not have to come fight the crowds or the traffic if they don't want to.
So you've got it in two segments, right, for the auction? You said one at 4, one at 6?
Correct. We used to run the auction just straight through as one auction, and it takes about five and a half hours. That was fairly tough for some of these buyers to sit in those bleachers for that long. So after doing everything that we've done over the last year, kind of changing things around, we decided that we would move the auction outside this year and break it up. We're going to do the steers at 4 o'clock. They should be done about 6 o'clock. Then we're going to do our buyer's barbecue like we've done every year. Then we're going to come back and start auctioning off the hogs, hopefully giving those buyers a break. And we need some time to reset all of our pens and panels to move from steers to hogs.
All right. So, again, if people want to get involved, run through the schedule for tomorrow.
So tomorrow we should be set up by 3 o'clock if buyers want to show up and get their bidder numbers and get ready to buy and get a sale order. They can pick that up tomorrow, look through it, and figure out what they want. Like I said, the steers are going to start at 4 o'clock. Once we get done with the steers, all the buyers are welcome to come join in on the buyer's barbecue where we have some awesome food, and they can sit down and have a barbecue tri-tip and get something to eat and relax, and then mosey back out to the auction ring about 6 o'clock. And we'll kick off with the hogs, and we'll probably be done with the hogs between 9 and 9:30. So hopefully a little bit earlier evening for all of our buyers than having to stay there till 11, 11:30 at night.
And again, explain the online part.
So the online part is fairly simple. You just go to i5auctions.com, and right there on their website, you'll see a link for the online auction for the fair. You can click on it. You need to get signed up before the auction so that they know you're a real person, and then you can bid for i5 auctions. And if anybody wants to, if you don't get to buy an animal and you want to just donate and help the kids out, we do run a booster for the kids where we buy animals through the booster donations or help the bottom of the sale just to keep it up. And you can just mail those checks to Roseburg Rotary at P.O. Box 502, Roseburg, Oregon 97470.
All right, Sam Lee, 4-H FFA Livestock Auction. Sam, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle. Hope to see everybody there.
All right, 8:39, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.